Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Ray Jayzor. R-A-Y-J-A-J-O. Date of birth is 4/15/84. Date of service is... The date of service will be 5/23/2024. Mr. Ray Jayzor is here for a follow-up visit at Advanced Pain Care. He has suffered most of the symptoms as a result of an automobile accident that happened on 6/11/2023, where he was in a head-on collision as a restrained driver. The impact caused total of his car and the other car, and he passed out. He has injury to his face, chest, head, abdomen, as well as shoulders, both knees, and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back. The patient was highly investigated. He had a MRIs for all the areas of pain. In the right shoulder, it was found that patient has a subtle S-U-B-T-L-E tendinosis and bursal surface fraying of supraspinatus tendon and AC joint osteoarthritis. In the left knee, patient was found to have a mild distal cordyceps tendinosis and mild prepatellar bursitis. Cervical spine was completely negative, while lumbar spine also was negative, except for right sacroiliac joint was slightly degenerative, but there was no issues with the disc involvement. He had a mild wedging deformity of T12 vertebral body, which could be developmental. Bone marrow edema was found in T11, T12, L1 vertebral bodies, and degenerative changes in osteoarthritis throughout, along with facet joint arthritis. Thoracic spine was also negative for any disc damage, but there was a degenerative change throughout. Patient also underwent a CT scan of the sternum, which was found negative for any fractures. The patient has been following up every month. So far, he has been provided with the 3 injections to the left knee at the quadriceps tendon and 2 shots of shoulder injection to the right supraspinatus tendon. And AC joint injection also. Patient has reasonable relief. He never underwent any other injection to the sacroiliac joint or cervical epidurals. The patient has been complaining of too much pain in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, despite the findings in the MRI are not present, and also in the neck, both hands, and both hips. According to him, the pain in the left knee is 10, while the findings in the MRI are not matching. He's also seeing a neurologist, and he's seeing a psychiatrist, and he's on Tregadon. Currently, he is not doing physical therapy. According to him, his pain is around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In all the affected areas, 50% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL system review, as well as for the additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. In the physical examinations, the blood pressure is found to be 139 over 74, pulse is 75, pulse ox is not taken. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, which is dated 4/18/2024. The dictation number is 0429-032. diagnosis are the same. Plan is that the patient is now 80% better in his shoulders, and his knee pain is continuing, but because of his overweight, he weighs 330 pounds. He's been advised to wear the knee brace and ace bandage, but he never wears them. He's not using any cane that he has been advised. He always is requesting for Percocets more and more, and we decline. His MAPs have been negative for any opiates in the past. Plus, his pain is, complaint is a lot more than the MRI findings are showing. We recommended that we should repeat an MRI at M1 Imaging or Eye Hospital. The patient declined to do another MRI. He also doesn't want any injection treatments for the shoulder and knee. He also has never made it to orthopedic surgery. Last month on 5/23, a referral was provided to see an orthopedic surgeon, and also laser treatment has not been done so far. And the patient has not seen a chiropractor. The patient gets upset when his Percocet is not given to him. He declined to get any other medications, and he is not doing physical therapy right now, which I have ordered. His MAPs and labs have been reviewed. According to me, he can continue 2 times a week physical therapy. He's been provided with a compounding cream for deep tissue as well as naltrexone 1.5 milligram daily. He has been released to a light duty, 6 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds. Hospital replacement is ordered and a case management is ordered. If the patient would like to be discharged, we'll be more than happy because we don't find much role here. However, if he wants to continue, we'll be more than happy to continue his services. Thank you.